udibane nini after the fit kusasa ekuseni. A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Round Table. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyawuye, this Thursday, January the 20th, 2022, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga. Speaking of the COVID pandemic, that's one of the topics we'll be touching today, seeing that COVID is impacting on almost everything done by women and other groups. And as of yesterday, the Minister of Health says Zimbabwe had 226,887 confirmed cases, including some recoveries, of course, and 5,266 deaths. And we see that a total of 4.2 million people have been vaccinated against COVID-19, which the government is always strongly advising people to do to curb the spread of the virus.
Yes, sir. We also see that the government was aiming to vaccinate 10 million people for it to reach herd immunity, but this seems to be elusive at the beginning or at the end of last year, so they are still chasing that target. But tonight, we are lucky enough, we're going to be having some guests that are coming in to discuss with us their plans for 2022. They're involved in development issues in Zimbabwe. But before we go there, sir, I've got a very interesting video that I would like to share regarding a school that was started in one of the African countries to educate men on how to love women. So let's take a listen to what is being said.
Before marriage is not always an easy one, but an initiative set up in Burkina Faso by the Sahel Women's Empowerment and Demographic Dividend, SWED, aims to make it less difficult. Yeli Owigo, who is married to Kwame Zupoka, attended so-called husband schools organized by SWED to help him become a better spouse.
Before taking part in the classes, life as a couple was not easy. I used to think that women and men don't have much in common when it comes to problems with family life. After the classes, we understood that we can complement and help each other.
Burkina Faso is a male-dominated society, but the schools use a variety of teaching techniques, including role plays, to help the men understand the needs of their wives and how to meet them, for example, helping with housework. They also teach the men about women's rights, family planning, health and hygiene, and they are encouraged to include women in making family decisions too. The coordinator of the project in this area of Burkina Faso says the classes have made a big difference to women in the community.
There are even men who have attended the childbirth of their wives, which is part of assuming responsibility for the care of the children by the men. For the men in the village who weren't able to participate in the husband schools, those who did have become role models.
Although these are the first schools of their kind in Burkina Faso, similar projects have already been implemented in countries like South Africa and Niger. The United Nations says they can help reduce incidents of domestic violence, and they are also about
the acknowledgement that gender equality is not just about women and girls. Gender equality is about everybody,
including men and boys. Asked if custom schools should be beneficial in countries outside Africa, where statistically gender equality is better than Burkina Faso, Wageni replied,
So this is a good idea that can be replicated and even scaled up in other parts of the world, including those countries that feel that they have made a lot of gains.
Zupoka, meanwhile, says the classes have made her husband much more helpful and considerate.
The love between my husband and me is growing. Now, when my husband goes to the market, he brings me back little gifts, something he didn't do before. So I am very, very satisfied.
The national coordinator of the Husband Schools project says it's been a resounding success and is going to be expanded to other parts of the country. The second phase of the project is due to start later this year. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Yako, Burkina Faso.
very interesting concept there, coming from Burkina Faso, where they're saying that they have started husband schools. But it would be interesting to see if something like this can work in Zimbabwe. What's your thought before we open it up to our guests later on?
Yes, very interesting indeed. Marvelous. Kulabo ke abasanda ukusixhuma lapha ke ku Studio 7 Live Talk ephathelane labesifazana. Besibona lapho ke umfanekiso owelizweni leBurkina Faso kuthiwa bafundisa abesilisa ukuthi bengathanda njani abesifazana. Babatshela ukuthi lenze lokho lalokho. Ngakho ke sizezwa ke abahlonitsha bethu lapho ukuthi bona bakubona njani. Iyadingeka yini imfundiso enjalo, kumbe kumele kuzivelele emuntwini ukuthi aphathe njani omunye wakhe. Yikho ke lokho esiyabe sikukhangela nokunye. Kodwa ke sikhangela ke nokuphathelane lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Sinazelela ukuthi ke ugatsha olubona lukahulumende ke olubona ngezempilakahle luthi lona selukhe umkhuhlane lo waqalisayo abantu abedlula izigidi ezine, 4.2 million, sebahlatshwa ijekiseni yokwenqabela lo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Njalo amanani alabo abahlaselwa yileli gcikwane ayilokhu esehla. Izolo nje wodwa sibone i-427 yamakhulu amane phela lamachumi amabili lasikhombisa behlaselwa yileli gcikwane. Kwathi ke kwabhubha abayisifica minwembili. Ye, khona kuyadanisa ukuthi bakhona abalokho bebulawa umkhuhlane lo. Kodwa laba abakhangela izinombolo bathi inani leli liyehla. Njalo siyabe sinabahlonitsha bethu abasitshelayo ngenhlelo ezithiyeneyo zabesifazana. Kukanti silo Victress Mathutu owenhlanganiso yeZim Imbokodo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu, Nkosazana Mathutu. Yes, sibonile lapha umfanekiso ophumileyo weBurkina Faso. Yebo, ubone ngani abantu bengafundisa ukuthi liphathane so ezindlini, kumbe hayi umotshe isikhathi nje.
Ubonile ilizwe laseBurkina Faso ukuthi liqale lezikolo zokufundisa abesilisa ukuthi baphathane nabesifazane. Kona angithi singathi ukuthi ukuphatha umuntu wesifazane kodwa umuntu wesilisa kumele kube natural. But again, ma sithola kungatholakali izikolo ezinjengalezi noba kunjalo kunatural, kodwa kube kungani kuyamotivatwa kancane yabo. Kunokuthi nxa bengaye ezikolweni mhlawumbe kunatural, kodwa kukhona ukuthi kukhona okunye ukuthi umuntu kufakelele kancane nje ezikolweni ukuthi noba ukuthi umuntu wesilisa kumele amphathe kahle umuntu wesifazane. Kodwa nxa sokuyela lasesikolo ngicabanga ukuthi kuzoyenza umehluko omkhulu, ongangokuthi kuningi okuzimele kufundisa obaba. Mhlawumbe kona bazitshela ukuthi hhayi lokhu kulungile nxa bekwenza, kodwa nxa sebefundiswa abesana labanye bakubaenzeifundiso ezinjalo bazokuthola ukuthi mhlawumbe lokade bekwenza isikolo vele noma sifunda singaomntwana esikoleni usinothi ukuthi usumntwana vele yena akulanto ayaziyo, kodwa ukuthi uyesitabulela lokhana ulwazi
Yeah, very interesting view there. If you can also briefly tell us in English what you think of the video and whether you think it's worth it to teach people how to treat each other formally.
It's worth a try. If Burkina Faso is doing it, let's just watch and see what happens. If men there in Burkina Faso just go to those schools and they come back with positive minds, then let's all adopt it. Let all the countries adopt that thing, that they can continue, like in Zimbabwe, for instance. If Burkina Faso men can do it and some people follow their mind, why not Zimbabwe men? Let's try it. Let's just see how it goes there. Then just enforce it. Let's try to see those schools being started in Zimbabwe, where men will go there and learn how to keep their wives, how to keep any woman. regardless of it being if your sister, your mother, but if a man is taught how to treat a woman, then I think they know how to, they have to treat women nicely, but it has to be cultivated. There must be some enhancement so that they can maybe do it better than the way they're doing it now. Sending them to girls' school does not mean they don't know how to treat women. It's just to keep them further, I think. Because if now we say, okay, there is GBV, men, you mustn't abuse women.
Mm-hmm.
We just talk about it. Maybe they don't even have any idea why they are not supposed to treat women like that. But if they go to school and learn, it might make a big difference. It's worth a try.
Thank you so much. They were hearing from Chief Matutu, who is in South Africa. Pano pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai, nhasi nemusiwechina, January 20, 2022. Nhasi tichange tichitarisa isu nyaya yedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare mabasa ari kubatwa nemadzimai kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Tichitarisawo zvakare nyaya idzodzi dzerudo panguva ino yeCOVID-19. Saka apo tanga tichibva kuona vhidhiyo yanga iri kutaura iyo kuti kunyika yeBurkina Faso kune chikoro chakatangwa chinodzidzisa varume kuti vanodanana sei nemadzimai avo. Saka tanga tichikunzwa kubva kune vanyarikani vedu vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo vanofunga sei zviri kuitika izvi. Zvingashanda here muZimbabwe? Aiwa, regai tibvatatarisa isu mamiriro akaita denda iri reCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti pari zvino pane vanhu 4.2 million vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa ivo nhomba yeCOVID-19. Uyezve nyika yakatarisira kuti ibaye vanhu vanosvika 10 million nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19. Saka tichange tiri kuziya izvozvo, uyezve tichitarisa isu zviri kuitika munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Asi nhasi ndine mufaro mukuru, handine munyarikane ipo pano vauya pano kuti tiimbowanikwa tichizeya pamusoro penyaya dzatanga tiri kuona idzi, nyaya dzerudo, nyaya dzekuti madzimai angachengetedzeke sei panguva ino yeCOVID-19. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu Amai Gunguo. Tsanangurei kune vanhu kuti ndimiani uyezve kuti munobata mabasa api.
Aiwa, tinotenda chose nekutikoka. Zita rangu ndinonzi Mai Gunguo, Pastor Lucia Gunguo. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a family therapist. Saka ndo mabasa iwaya tinoita ekutaura nevanhu, tichibatsirana, tichikurudzirana, tichionesana kuti upenyu tingahufambisa sei kuti zvinhu zvitirerukire.
Saka tiri kubva kuona apo mufanakiso tichinzwa zvakare kuti kunyika yeBurkina Faso varume vane chikoro chavari kutowanikwa ivo vachipiwa mukana wokuti vaende chekudzidzira kuti vanoda sei madzimai. Ndoziva kuti mii ndiwo nyaya yenyu yekutaura nezverudo. Munoona sei zvingashanda here muZimbabwe?
Hongu zvinoshanda. Unfortunately handaukwanisa kuona vhidhiyo bhosi ranga risiri kubuda kusaidi kwangu.
Okay.
But ndoda kutaura kuti ini ndinofunga kuti itori nyaya yakasarira kumashure, nyaya inoda kutogadziriswa nekukurumidza. Handizivi hangu tiri kubva kuBurkina Faso vari kuzvifambisa sei, asi ndongandichitaura vanhu kuti ukaona murume wokuti iye achitokura ari mukomana haana kana kutombochengeta huku kuti azive zvake kuti huku ikanga yarwara inopuwa gavakava ichipora, haana chaakamboita kana kungodyarawo muti chero unovava zvavo wemulemon waakachengeta kunzi muti wangu hauna kuoma nezuva, then munhu iyeye mozongomuti mamupa mukadzi kuti achichengeta mukadzi. Handisi kuona zvichifamba. Saka vanoda kudzidziswa. Nyaya iri pakuti vodzidziswa chii chacho, nekuti kana main focus ikangoenda pakuti ngavadzidziswe nyaya dzebonde, ngavadzidziswe kuti mukadzi anobatwa sei, izvozvo hazvisina. Ndiri kutaura maresponsibilities ari key. Ndiri kutaura nyaya dzeprotection. Murume anoziva kuti mudzimai anoprotektwa. Murume anoziva kuti provision dzinofanira kuprovida for my family. Those critical things ndiri kufunga kuti shuwa varume ngavadzidziswa, nekuti for a very long time tafokasa on madzimai. Ende rimwe dambudziko ratinotorina rudzo rwekuti kana ari mwana wemusikanaka tiri kumutangirira kubvira achiri kuprimary. Tatomutengera zvimudhori, tamutengera zvinhu zvemahumbwe, tamudzidzisa zvaanofanira kuita kubvira achiri kachete chaiko. Anotosara onoroorwa mwana aita mahungu ari kuziva kuti ndinobika mapoto, ndinodai, ndinobika sei sadza. But murume uyu haana ari kumuudza. Ende varume vachona vakawanda ndivo kuti kana vaamomba Shino zikana apana. Kuvara majoma window. Security pamusha. Iye ndia anotono tanga gurara mai wataka sinura. Mai ndoba nozo nonga nonga matemo panze. Baba vato okuriza mgonono. Motikari chaizo zino drive wise. Vamo panaba vamo cha zati. Zati wane kutuwa maizini. Ara zera na kukocheka mvura zwae. Nekutu waka jaizu wachikura. Wachitu wazwese na nama iwao. Saka ini jino bumira na naso kuti. Murume nga ziziswe. But main focus yeku zizisa. Let's focus on issues of protection. Let's focus on issues of provision. So that ivano kuna kuleva nba responsible. Kuchengeja mwe muna no famous ayi.
Maybe let's go into English. If you can just tell us, what plans do you have for this coming year? Do you have any platforms that you are using to also connect with women and to also just incentivize them and not to give up, especially during this pandemic?
Thank you very much. This year, one of my plans, especially for me, I'm doing my law degree at the moment, so my main focus is on my studies. And I'm encouraging women to empower themselves. Empowering yourself, developing yourself. If it means education, if it means going back to school, if it means rewriting your own level, start there, start small, climb the ladder. Make sure you have empowered yourself. And I know there are some women who say, okay, when it comes to academic, maybe I'm not that good. But you can also do a course. Maybe it's a course of baking cakes, or maybe sewing, whatever that you think you are good at. At least put some value on you. We are having a challenge where women who are in marriages, even that are abusive, sometimes they are failing to make decisions to walk out of that abusive marriage because they are not empowered. They don't have any source of income. So this is what we are saying to women. Please, 2022, may you take time to focus on yourself. For some of us, we have spent, like, for example, myself, I've been working with children, orphans, for the past 20 years, and my main focus was on those children that I've been working with. My main focus was on my children as well. But for this year, 2022, it's my year. I am focusing on myself, making streams of income, making sure that I advance my education so that I position myself strategically and I'll be useful and, you know, to my family.
But there are some women who say, where do I start? Don't hang it apart. And you're not going to start. Mungati chiku never need to work at that.
Sata isha ikwe, smart, sata imbosha ikwe, chinepe kutangira. Ndingati mu society tirimadzimai akasiyana siyana ari kubva kuma background akadini akasiyana siyana ndinogara ndichitaura nemamadzimai wekuti ukamuona handitika iye anenge achichema kuti inini handina mari handina pekutangira asi ukamuona achichinjanisa mawizi mumusoro anotodarika mai gunguo vane kambani yavo svondo rimwe nerimwe achinja staira ane imwe achinja staira saka ini ndinofunga kuti munhu wega wega palevo yandiri ndinepe kutangira. Kana uri mudzimai uchitombosirwa kana jora rechingwa na baba. Koka zvitsanyira zvako 1 week yako, majora ako aya waunganidza, wane $5 yako, yawakatora pamari yechingwa nemazai. Kupera kwesvondo, wakuhodha mafuti ako, wakuhodha maearrings ako, wakwana pekutangira. Mumwe anoti handina pekutangira, asi ukamona akapfeka gogwa, unosaya kuti kobhusi vanoyafodha kusvika apa. Uko kutora hako kazimwe hembe dzako mbiri nhatu dzaunoona kuti dzichiri kuonekera wotasikana ndiri kutengesa hembe dzangu mbiri idzi waraisa $10 yako waenda vanotenga kapaketi kako kemachokoreti unoyatsona zvinhu zvinokufambira currently like I said kuti ndiri kuinvest on Zimbabwe where I'm studying degree rangu relaw ndinoona vanasikana ndaitaura nevanasikana tichitanga degree ndichiti hakuna haisinyaye kungoya kuchikoro tenga chimachokoreti tenga maputi tenga chinyi muone matengerwa zvinoitwa. Kuti vanhu vakangoungana chete muna kangotarisa tisi akaona swit akuda kutoishishina saka chero iri mari shoma yaunoverenga at the end of the day ingava $2 ingava $5 at least count money before you sleep usazvitendera kurara usina kunamata number one uye usina kuverenga mari ukangoona munhu womukadzi wese anoti kana akurara anonamata utopinda magubezi mari hauna yawamboverenga aiwa ndiwo urombo huri kuuya ihwohwo saka munhu ramba izvozvo.
Thank you so much, Mai Gunguo. So I just asked that, you know, a lot of women say that they want to start business, but they don't have anywhere to start. And maybe just respond to that quickly before I drop you and we put up a picture. What's your word to those women that are sitting there thinking, where can I start? I don't have any money to start.
So I'm thinking we all come from different backgrounds, right? We are all in different classes. Sometimes our resources, for those who do not have resources, maybe you don't have money to start a big business. Start small. Start small. If it takes you to fast for that whole week, you know, save the $1 for bread that your husband is leaving. You know, at least even if you have got $5, you can buy a packet of Maputi and you can sell those sweets. You can sell, you know, sell those maybe bananas or fruits. So my take is start small. Start with things that you can afford. At least at the end of the day, be able to count that $1. The $2 will count. So don't want to start big. Start from level. At least everyone of us, we know our level. Let's adjust and start small. Let's do things according to our level. That way, no one will cry and say, I do not have capital. If it means selling one or two of your pairs of shoes, because I've seen women who have attended, you hear them crying, I don't have capital. But when you count the number of handbags they have, when you look at the number of shoes they have, when you look at how many hairstyles they change within a month, within a week, they've changed different hairstyles, but they'll still be crying, I don't have capital. There's no money that is going to come and it's labeled capital. Change the way you spend. Save that $1. Start small and you will get somewhere.
Thank you so much, Pastor Lucia Gungo. Please stay with us. Let me hand over now to Star. You just heard there what Pastor Gungo is saying. You can go ahead.
Yes, siyabonga amavelase lapho besizake umfundisi Lucia Gungo ke esichazela ngokuphathelana lama business labesifazane baxwayisa ukuthi hayi abagcine imali beqokelele imali ukwenza ukuthi benelise ukuthi beqalise ama business abo bengatholi bethenga lokhu lalokhu yabo ikhala ngokuthi abala mali. Interesting, Victress Matutu, one of you also have projects. I saw from your description of your company that you also help women start businesses. Were you able to carry on with this initiative, or you have abandoned it? And what are the challenges?
I must say, unlike the pastor there, who is doing it solo, I do it with organizations. Like you said, I'm from the Zilin Bogodo. As you said, one of the aims of the Zilin Bogodo, the main aim is to empower women. Empowering women is just like we want to give women, like we give them food, clothes, or pay rent for them, or what. It's just empowering them so that they can do things for themselves. The main aim was to do that. I think everyone will understand that we are not in our country. We are in South Africa, where every Zimbabwean, a foreigner, operating here as an organization hasn't been easy. A lot of our aims and objectives, we haven't carried them out because it's not easy to operate as a Zim in both and people operating in South Africa. Yes, empowering women is one of our aims. We are trying here and there to help the women, to empower them with whatever we have. Let me talk about the businesses that we empower women to do, the business that they do. What we did when we started the Zilin Bogodo was to say, okay, every member of this organization, besides working, must have a side hustle. Every member of this organization must have a side hustle. We know you are working for a 95 job or a 66 job, but you need to have a side hustle. You need to sell something. Besides going to work, you need to have something that will bring some money without you waiting for the salary or your wage. So we encourage women that everyone in this group must have a side hustle. You will either sell paperware, you will either sell Avon, you will either, maybe loan money to people or whatever that will give you some cash besides your salary. So that was trying to say to women, it's not all about going to work. You can still survive without working. You can still survive if you've got work for someone and just have your own business. So by saying women must have their side hustle, we're trying to just tell them that sometimes you can lose a job. Losing a job is the job being in South Africa for women. I'm not guaranteed. Like you can see what's happening here now. Some political parties are going to restaurants and stuff. So the jobs are not guaranteed. You cannot rely on your job alone. You are working, okay, that's fine, but you cannot rely on your job alone. So what we're doing, even now, we still do that. We need all women to make side hustle. It's not that you're saying, you know, you must work double. Yes, definitely, you can work double. But the main thing for you to have something that will sustain you, with a husband or without, with a job or without. So businesses, small businesses, like you can sell babies, you can sell clothes, you can sell whatever. But what we want is for you as a woman to have a side hustle that will sustain you even after, even if you are divorced today. You don't have to say, oh my God, I divorced, what am I going to do? Know that, okay, you are divorced, if you are living in a marriage, then tomorrow you go on and do whatever you are doing, bring it on the people keep in the house.
Yes, but is that easy on women? Is it easy to start a side hustle? Or they have maybe children to look after, or they don't have capital, or what do you say on the women?
Easy. There is nothing that comes easy. Even those people with a lot of money, they still find things difficult. So if we sit down and say, I'm finding a capital to start my own business is not easy, it's difficult, and then I'm going to sit down. Then you have a lot of women sitting down doing nothing. So, like, if you just a woman and you just think, okay, I need to do something. As an organization, we are here for women to come and to us and say, okay, I sit down and go, this is what I want to do. Then the organization then comes to you and say, okay, if you want to do this, we cannot give you whatever, but we are not in the position to give you capital to start whatever you want to start. But as an organization, we can channel you to the right direction. Tell you that, okay, if you want to do this, these are the people that can help you. You can do this. Oh, that's something you want to be a vendor. So for you to be a vendor, you have to go through this channel. We just channel you to that direction. Oh, okay, you come here, okay, I want to go to school. I want to get my education. We just tell you, okay, for you to get the education as an organization, we find out that for you to do this, you have to go through this and this and that. So we're just here to help you with all the info. So you cannot say, I've got nothing, I've got no capital, I don't know where to start. While we are here to help you, give you advice on how to start whatever you want to start. So as an organization, that's what we're standing for. Whoever wants to come to us and say, okay, I want to do this, we might not be able to give you exactly what you want, but we know we've got the potential to tell you where to go, to take whatever you want.
Yes, you also mentioned that as we speak now, the situation, the atmosphere is tense because of these threats people are getting from South African citizens who say there are many Zimbabweans and other nationalities who are employed in restaurants and other places. And we saw EFF President Julius Malema going from restaurant to restaurant, checking how many foreigners are there. What's the situation like?
I don't want to lie to you. I know a lot of people are very ignorant. They are ignoring what's happening now. But as women, a lot of women are very scared. I don't know about men, but you know women, we are quick to panic. A lot of women are very scared. We've got a lot of women now working in restaurants. In those restaurants where the political parties like the Malemas are going to check how many South Africans, how many foreigners are working in the restaurant, that's where our Zimbabwean women are working. A lot of Zimbabwean women are found in restaurants, especially young women. Our youth women are found in restaurants. That's where they are working. So as women, we are just scared. We don't know what's going to happen. Now we're hearing rumors that now they will start going to restaurants. But today, we were just surprised to see Malema did go to a restaurant. And he did have a meeting with the owners of the restaurant. And he was talking about that. And they didn't say there are 34 foreigners and whatever, 8 or 9 locals who are waiting in the restaurant. So they told the restaurant to fix that. How is the restaurant going to fix that? They're going to return, so they're going to fire all the foreigners to accommodate locals. That's only a lot of us that job. So we're just scared. We don't know what's going to happen. It's not only that one restaurant that they went to that they are going to stop there. Tomorrow they might be anyone's restaurant. So what happens if they find out that there are a lot of more foreigners than locals that are working there? the foreigners are also supposed to start panicking in resenting and firing the foreigners to accommodate locals. And they cannot ignore that. The employers are not going to ignore that because it's affecting their business. If they have to hire locals instead of foreigners, then they'll do that because they are affecting their business. And where is that going to leave us?
Mm-hmm. Maybe, sir, before you move there, let's just, I think I had that discussion with Mike Nguo before we came on the program. Okay. Mike Nguo, what's your view on what we're seeing happening in South Africa that Beatrice Matutu was just talking about, that a lot of women are scared right now because they don't know what the future holds? What's your view?
You know what? I think anyone who is in a foreign country, you are not secure because you are not in your country. Policies can change anytime and they can affect you. And remember what I was saying before when I said it is the responsibility of a state to look after its own people. And now when the resources are being distributed among the citizens and many foreigners, to an extent that the citizens, they feel like they are being disadvantaged because of the resources that are now going to foreigners. You know, they will not take that easy. And I think the best thing is, if you have been working in South Africa, maybe you have been saving your money or whatever, come back home, get established at home, start something. You will never be secure as long as you are in a foreign country because they are going to be doing whatever they feel like doing. Okay, we all know it's a given fact that in most countries, if you are a migrant, an immigrant, your salaries, your remuneration, there is some, you are not paid as you are supposed to be, despite that you are educated, and some of them they don't even get jobs that are equivalent to their education. So they are always going to be complaining. Things are not going to be enough. The money is not going to be enough. And the best way is, my encouragement is, let people come back to their country. Find something to do in your own country because that's your own security. Yes, I know people can argue and say that there is poverty in our country or maybe we don't have anything to do in our country. Any other country, whether they are well established like South Africa, but the citizens will not take it lightly to see that resources that are meant for them are now being spent on other people. Because I was sharing with Marvelous and I said, you know what? That is the same thing that we had in Britain. When Britain was now complaining to say, in our European Union, see all these poor countries that are coming to, you know, to Britain, and the resources or maybe taxes that we are paying are now being enjoyed by people who never invested in those taxes. So it is going to be, it will remain a problem. I don't see this thing getting solved anytime. The only best way is let's come back home, let's find something to do in our own countries, and let's encourage our governments to, you know, create a conducive environment for us in our own countries. Otherwise, as long as we're a foreigner, policies will change anytime and you will never be secure.
Interesting. What's your take on that, Ms. Matutu? Is it easy to come back home?
I can say yes, we need to go back home, but it's not that easy. It's not that easy. If we look at the situation at home right now, it's not even giving a room for everyone to come back. We all want to come back. I can tell you right now that it's not easy being a foreigner, like the pastor is saying that. It's not easy being a foreigner. Not even being a Zimbabwean in South Africa. But we don't have a choice. We just want to suffer here. Because you know what we suffer from here is the fear of the unknown. Because we don't know what will happen if we go back home.
Yes. And what about the talks amongst yourselves? That are you encouraging your group members as community leaders? Are you encouraging people to go home? Or what are they telling you? What are you finding out?
I can tell you that just before I came here, we were busy talking on our WhatsApp group chat about this. A lot of women are very scared. Some of them want to go back home. some just say we don't know what we'll go perform and do because we are some of these people have been here for more than 20 years. They have got to the year. When they go perform, they'll have to start afresh. So not so if everyone is willing to go perform because of the situation.
Okay. Yeah, can I come in? Michael, can I call you? I think, you know, it's a catch-22 situation, is what Beatrice Matutu is saying, because some have been there for the rest of their adult years, so they are thinking, okay, if I go home, where do I start? You can come in, Michael.
Okay, so this is my issue. You are running away from a country where you think, where you are saying things are not okay. The wealth of my children is not okay. I need to go to a better country where I can get better resources, right? So, in those 20 years that you are in that foreign country, do something. Develop yourself. I can tell you there are people who have been in foreign countries, and when they got there, all they did is look for a job. They never developed themselves. So, my encouragement is, yes, you are in a foreign country, and if you have plans to come back, by the time you come back, because we are here in Zimbabwe, we are not just seated. We are improving ourselves. We are going back to school. And for sure, when you come back, you will feel like you don't fit. Because as you are in that foreign country, you are just seated. You are not improving yourself. So my encouragement is, let organizations that are working with Zimbabweans start encouraging them to say, as they are here, things are not stagnant back in your country. Because I don't want to lie. Yes, things are difficult in Zimbabwe, but we are still here. There are those of us who never went out. Yes, we are managing. I mean, I will not say things are easy. They are difficult. But at least we are now used to the situation. And as you come back, you will even feel as if you are a foreigner in your own country. So as you are there, don't just spend. Sometimes when people are in foreign countries, we see them when they come for Christmas. They want to show off to everyone that I'm in South Africa and I have money. But they are not even buying stamps. They are not even investing. When they come back, they don't have anywhere to go. Maybe you don't have enough money to buy a stamp in a city. Go to the outskirts, rural development in offices there. Maybe you go to the Boshawa or you go to Goromoz. You buy yourself a small stamp, Kanaga Reserva. Build yourself a house. Start small. By the time you come back, because the truth is, when you come back, I am here, I'm staying with my family. Maybe you are my husband's sister, and you are coming back with your children, and you expect me to welcome you. Kutimakoti is very nice. She welcomed us, and she gave us where to stay. No, I'm not going to give you where to stay. You go. Because if I go to South Africa, I maitambira, but amusku seva, amusku investa. So please, guys, situation in Gioyo, in a foreign country, it's not your country. The government is concerned about its people. Because, for example, take for example, Mazimbabweans, mamwe. Pani mamwe Mazimbabweans, they are clever. Now they already have papers. Pamaati wanaimba ya kugara. But maybe a local South African anaimba. And if each time you have a house, they don't have a house. But the resources are theirs. And you always for the enmity will continue. So let's wake up, invest back home, uchizoka, wanape kupinda. Kwete kudakuzwe yao chita mutoro, kwanjiri nina kasara Mzimbabwe, ndi chitambura, ndi chiwaka kakiche nikangu, wakudaku yao mkatumba kangu imo.
Yes, very interesting there. But you realize that even the government has admitted that the remittances coming from the diaspora community is a lot. Most of the people in the diaspora there, the United Kingdom, South Africa, Botswana, they are the ones who are keeping their relatives alive back home there. So the government really admits to that. I wonder what could happen if they all come back home, if everyone tries entrepreneurship. But over to you, Vikas Matutu, what do you say about what the Pastor has just said as one of the community leaders there in South Africa?
What I'm saying is that, she's talking about investing and doing stuff like that. Like here, as foreigners, we are exploited. Like we can see that the Malemas are going there and saying the employers are hiring foreigners because they are paying them less. Whatever we're getting from here, I don't want to lie. There are a few people who are living here, like a good life in South Africa. A lot of us foreigners here, we're not living in South Africa, we're just surviving. We are living like hand to mouth. Sometimes there is nothing at all. Nothing at all for one to say. You got nothing to say. We just getting peanuts here. It's not like life is good. People think that our people who are living in South Africa in foreign land, it's very nice we are living good. There is no living good here in South Africa. We are exploited. We are being paid less money. The reason why we have these jobs, the employers are employing us here because we accept those money. And that is making South Africans angry because they will not take those money. They won't take the small salaries like we do. So the fact that we are taking those small salaries makes us vulnerable. And that also makes us enemies to the South African people. Because instead of saying, okay, I can't take this job, we'll take anything. And taking that anything means you are not going to invest, you are not going to save anything. You're going to live on hand to mouth. There is nothing much that we are getting here. And South Africa is getting more difficult day by day. It's very difficult. It's not easy. There are a lot of people who see people coming from South Africa going to Zimbabwe thinking, oh, now I'm being Zimbabwe. They are living nice. There is no living nice. A few people are living nice here, but a lot of people, they are just struggling. Struggling even to survive in South Africa here. You find out you can't even survive here. So how are you going to then get a stand or get money to buy something in Zimbabwe? It's very difficult. We are living in a very difficult situation. And I'm talking on behalf of all the women I know. There are a few women I can count and say one, so and so. I live in life here in South Africa. But a lot of women that I know are just living from hand to mouth. It's very difficult. So if you talk about saving and investing to them, you just talk in foreign language to them. They don't have nothing to say. Nothing.
Vari muSouth Africa pari zvino vari kutaura ivo kuti zvinhu zvakaoma zvokuti ehe kunyangwe vari kuda zvavo kunge vari kudzokera kumba pamusoro pezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika kuSouth Africa uko tiri kuona zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zvichisanganisirwa Zimbabwe zviri kushungurudzwa vamwe havana kana pekutangira nekuti vari kuti ivo unoona kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kubhadharwa izvo mari shoma kupfuura vagari veimomo muSouth Africa. Regai timbodzosa Pastor Gunguo timbonzwa kuti imi mune zvimwe zvirongwa here zvamunazvo gore rino takanyanya kutarisa mabatsa amunobata imomo muZimbabwe.
Zvirongwa zvatiinazvo gore rino iri nokuda kwokuti tiri vanhu vambopindana nedambudziko recovid ende tichiri mariri hatisati tabuda mariri. Ndoziva kuti vanhu zvinhu zvavo zvavanga vanazvo zvakawanda zvakavhiringidzika havasina pekutangira kana kuti vavanhu vakungotamburawo but tikatanga padiki padiki tichishanda tichidzidzisana mudzimai agone kuisa chekudya patafura zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kubatsirana nazvo tiri kudzidzisana nemadzimai situesheni kana yaoma kudai pei yacho iri shoma saka pei yacho ngaichirega kuenda inotenga kovho pei yacho ngaichirega kuenda inotenga maonyeni ngaichirega kuenda inotenga madomasi. Chitora pawakagara panharaunda pako ipapo chidzidzira kurima muriwo chidzidzira kurima kovho yako madomasi ako maonyeni ako izvozvo ndo zvatiri kudzidzisana nemadzimai because dambudziko recovid rakatidzidzisa kuti self sustenance is what is very important tenga zvimwe asi zvimwe izvaungatengi zvese zvakafanana nezvatinogona kuzvirimira saka tiri kudzidzisa madzimai kuita zvemagadheni kurima mirivo yavo kana muri kumamusha like kunana mutoko tiri kuvati isusu madomasi taaona munorima madomasi kwamutoko pamwe maketi vamwe havana transport yekuti vanokwanisa kuya kunana Harare vachitengesa madomasi kuti anogona kusva pakuora ngatichifushai madomasi edu tikanga taafusha akaoma toakuya pamberi apo tinovashandisa sepauda asi madomasi tarima vari mumataundi tiri kuvadzidzisa kuti kumusha zviya zvokutaurana kuti kumusha kune varoi ngatisiyei kana uri muno muHarare haungatenge sadza kupinda muchitoro uchinotenga hupfu kuti ubike sadza dzokera kumusha uko kwaunofunga kuti kune varoi nekuti kune vhuririko uzvirimire chibage chako kana vari varora gadzirisa hukamana amwene popota uchitumira box rako resipo vamwene ndo vakuitsa maricho uyai mudyare munda wemurora wangu uyai musakure munda wemurora wangu chiuyai mukowe munda wemurora wangu saka hautatenge hufu hautatenge dovi nekuti nzungu akaribisa kumusha kumusha kwacho ikoko unoziva here kuti kukana tiri kumamusha ukabata $30 yako ukabata $40 yako unotenga ngurure yako hadzi nehono kana wadaro hova kachidanga chako ngurura dzitani kuberekana kana dzichibereka dziri kuberekana kuma 12-10 ukafunga mari yatinodya munoba harare vamwe vanokwanisa kubobata marika anenge achichema kuti ndine nhamo handiti asi mari yadya weekend one inokwana nguruve mbiri chiinda kumusha vake kadanga kenguruve nguruve ngadzibereke paya paunozoti uri kuenda kumusha kamwe chete pamwedzi uri kuenda kunoti batai mbudzi iyo muuraye batai nguruve iyo muuraye chitibatireiwo gwairo woisa makula box mako chibage chako apo dovi rako apa waakuuya kuHarare kana une marodhirani ako paruzevha waakurayirwa zviuku zvako saka ndozvatiri kudzidzisana nemadzimai kuti ikonomi iyi yamunayo yekuti kune kutaundi kune kuruzevha is that the dual economy that was created by the colonizers but otherwise kumusha kunoendwa ende kumusha kunogarika ende kumusha kune upenyu I was counseling this other young couple that are getting married in August this year and they were asking me kuti what do you think about investment mama because I am telling young couples mabata 30,000 yenyu regai kuinda kukuwadzana kunotenga imba wozwa vachitaura kuti imba yacho yakanaka yakatenderedzwa neslab pane slab mufunge and to them they are so excited about the slab then I'm telling them kuti noga ukationa imba yakatenderedzwa neslab pane nzara tiri kuda imba yakatenderedzwa nevhu so instead of buying a house for $30,000 in kuwadzana if you are a young couple go padongo shawa apo mosanisa 10,000 maakutovaka imba yenyu imwe maakuita maprojects enyu semaprojects andanga ndichitsanangura life will be easy much easier kwete kuti ishoma iyoyo ndo yaurira kuti ikwane zvese and let me just say hapana patichambotarisira kuti tichaona hurumende ichiya ichitiitira some of these things guys ka let's accept reality upenyu uno huronga wega iko zvino izvi ukatarisa maigunguo vanenge vane 50 years but pamusha pavo maigungu havana kuisa mumango pamusha pavo hapana kana mulemoni zvavo wekuti kana mwana akakosora vanoti ndaakumupa mulemoni hapana muavho hapana kana chi saka munei allright hatisi kuramba zvinhu zvakaoma but mukuoma kwazvo munei tengai kamuti wedhora uyo wemulemoni motenga muti wemuavho wedhora motenga muti wemumango wedhora moenda monoita heji pamba kana yanguva yemafruits iko zvino inguva yemengo muri kungotemhawo muchidya nevamwe kana ari mabhanana muri kungotemhawo muri muHarare imomo muri kutumirwa zvinhu zvenyu muchidya saka inini I beg to differ yes things are difficult I will not handiramba izvozvo and zvaita worse nokuda kwecovid but there are things basic things that we should be doing like planting mafruit trees watenga nedhola zvobatirei kudya 50 US per weekend muchitenga matikeni nemanandos asi kumusha hauna kana muti wani we now need to start changing the way we think let us not think kuti ugaro hwedu huri kunze ugaro hwedu huri munyika medu and tiri munyika medu let's start to think wisely kana ndiine kachipotani kekurima kekumusha ikako gadiwa rako iroro enda unorima kumusha zvimwe zvese hauchatengi
I want to know the job of the program. It's not in that issue. We have conference. Tell us about your conference that you're going to be having in February while I bring up our other guests so we can get to the end of our program. We talked about a program that you have for men and women. Tell us about that.
Yes. So we have the couple seminar in Bulawayo. On the 26th of November. But this is not just targeting couples. We also want singles. We also want widows. We also want anyone who is eligible, those who are above 18 and they are in decision-making positions. Women are crying, kuno mave. My properties, when it comes to properties, Munari kutari kugara marriage, maybe say for 10, 15 years, ne? One day ari kutakara cleaning umumba, pari kudai mapepa, ari kuona, ah, kwenga jimai wepano, but zitarangu haripo pa imba iti. But for all these years, anga ari makagara, achimbofunga kutu things are okay. So we are going to be touching on issues of issue ma properties in marriage. Kune vame mazimai anotikana achitambira mari yake, achishanda, like zviku kuru ziwa nama yedu kutiti zvishandire. Aka wana mari yake ono mzwashitara uti, inini yangu nde yangu, ende mumoro mzwashitara uti, murume wangu akati iwewe yako ijika, don't worry, yako ijika suspense, don't worry about buying anything, zvichikire mari yako. But we meet those people, now we have with a divorce. Like remember what I said, that I'm now studying law, I'm doing law and my area of specialty is family law. Saka unoona manje kuti pave vaita divorce paya kwakuchinoona pa stand yemba zvitara mai hapana. All right, ngati chibvunza iyo kuti vane here zvakaka contribute pa inga iyi, so at least vano wana something imba ichitengekwa. Makagoenda here madirigati vaka havana pamba pacho, makamboisawo here kana mataira hao kana chislab? No contribution because vari kuzvidyira mari yavo. So we want to talk to women to make them realize kuti as they are in a marriage, there are critical documents that you need to know. You need to check, is my name on that document? You can't stay in a marriage for 17 years and you have never visited city council just for you to check if your name is there. These are critical issues that we are going to be addressing in Bulawayo.
Thank you so much. Over to you, sir.
Sintu. Asikhulumanga kakhulu ngolimi lesintu because ungasitshela ke ngesiNdebele ukuthi khona ngapho umumo unjani. Sesikhangela ukwethuselwa lokho okwenziwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezivela ezisebenza kwele South Africa.
Umumo wona awukho muhle. Angithi yabona ukuthi kuya kuma social media ziyakhulumela zonke lezinto abantu abaningi bayethukile. Yebo, silaba abantu abathi hayi thina vele kudala sikhe egola, ayikho into engayenzeka ngoba singazi besibophile basixosa vele thina kudala siphila la. Kodwa thina njengabomama asilazi izibindi ezinjalo. Omama balazi izibindi ezinjalo. Omama masicabanga thina ucabanga ukuthi abanye bethu bala bantwana. Masicabanga sicabangela abantwana ukuthi njengoba senzeka kanje uma kungenzeka ukuthi bathiwa hayi sesixosa mna ngizophuma abantu abangizobafakazi. So abantu bangomama bakhathazele kakhulu. Okokuthi sithole imibuzo zinsuku zonke ukuthi manje kuza kwenziwa njani, manje senze njani, le plani esingalenza ukuthi sivikeleke lapha lina njenge-organization. Okwamanje yathathilani iplani esingalenza kwamama bazikile. Bekungenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe nxani nawuthathi le ukuthi omama bazasingasokusa nanko lapha abantu bexoswa ngalabe omama sibazale endaweni yethu, kodwa ngale sikhathi kunzima kuzoxa ukuthi umama uzakasakhe uma bebuya kuyo ukuthi sizoyenza njani nakunje. Like manje kulezi ndawo zokuthi abantu bayazisa amapenisi abaselawa ufuna kudinwa amapenisi. So bayabuza abantu manje senze njani. Konke lokhu lathi sinje asila kabi lazi into enzezinje. Kodwa into engayitsho msakazi ukuthi abantu bakhathazekile, omama bakhathazeke kakhulu ngendaba leyo. Ngoba nxa kuxothwa abantu ezindaweni ezinjengama-restaurant sokuhamba kufunakala ukuthi babale ukuthi bangaka abavela kwamanye amazwe, bangaka abavela e-South Africa. Kuzagcina kuphoqelela ukuthi abaqhathi bethi abantu bonke abavela phandle kwe-South Africa ayi kungcono baphume bengazisasebenza kuqhathwa abantu abavela e-South Africa. So nxa sokuqhatha ama-South Africans wodwa thina sizawuyaphi? Abantu bethu omama bethu abavela eZimbabwe basebenza kulawo ma-restaurant bazoyaphi? Sesuka lapha sikwazi ukuthi bazongenaphi? Umbani owaziyo mhlawumbe kuzangena emathichini. Omama abaningi abasezimbabwe zasebenza emathichini, mhlawumbe kuzayiwa ku-security sector. Abantu abaningi abavela eZimbabwe zasebenza kwi-security sector. So wonke umuntu amaphapha phezulu asikwazi ukuthi sasa kuyovuka kwenzekani. Yebo, bangaba khona abathi hayi asilandaba, kodwa thina njengobomama indaba silayo.
Nathi okwakathesi kungabe kwehlukile yini kulokweminyakeni edluleyo? Siyabona ukuthi asikho kwakuqala kusenzeka lokho. Ungathi okwakhathesi kwehlukile yini, kukhona okunye okwenza kwethuse ngamandla?
Yazi ukuthi ukuqala okwakusenzeka sesabona izenophobia ka-2008 ngicabanga ukuthi uyayikhumbula. Bekungabantu akade bephuma nje beganga beshaya abantu bokufika, tshisa abantu bokufika. Kodwa lokungangenanga kwaze kwangena ngathi emsebenzini. Lapho sasibona khona manje amabandla ka-political parties eseyiwa sengenela izinto ezinjalo. bunzima nxa sokuzathi ingenelwa ngamacultural practices ayiwe asibheke ukuthi ngabe ayasivikela njengabantu bokusiza nxa sengenela wona ephinde esupportana labantu laba abazelezane then akufani khona ngingatho ngikakhulu ukuthi akusafanani kuqala bekungabantu kade bedanga nje bekhaya abantu bethini bebengadelentelizini into le isibone isenzeke ema-trackini isiphumile manje sasakhini singene ngaso ama-restaurant asikwazi ukuthi yaphi njalo ayifani laleyi zenesoesiyijayileyo akula muntu othayayo kodwa kukhitha abantu emsebenzini kuthi abantu ababuyele emakhaya wabo asikazothiwa umuntu ushayile kodwa laphana sithatha hhayi bazokuthaya kuzadlula bangasithaya bazabotha but naw ngubani ozobabopha ngoba la maphathi lalona amabandla ezombusazwe asengenele umkhankaso wakhona
yes khuluma ngamabandla ezombusazwe lithini ngokungenela kwe-EFF siyabona ukuthi ensukwini ezedluleyo umnumzana Julius Malema umkhokheli walelo bandla wayeyanje ukuthi athi hhayi bonke abantu be-afrika balobuhlobo bahlobene kodwa kathesi layo ngani usengena kwabanye abathi hhayi akuqhatshwa kwala
eyi umuntu lale phendula sonke umanuza esefula ithuni ethukileyo uyeusimangele ngoba besileko sithi hhayi kungcono umalema usehlangothini lwethu uyazi ukuthi wonke umuntu ose-afrika i-afrika ngeyakhe kodwa ma esiya ngethuni ethukileyo kuyasimangaza kakhulu njalo kuyasibonisa ukuthi ukuthi sesinisodwa manje asiphela ngisho lo yedwa esingathi ngibuto ohlangothini lethu uyasisapota nxa la esengomunye okhala ngokuthi hayi sengoye qala futhi ngokuya kulawo ma-restaurant ayofuna inani labantu abangavela phandle nabantu abavela e-south africa ebesewukhangele kwamanye amabandla hhayi ebandleni le-EFF so mina ngenganginje usize ukuthi kanti wavuka namhlanje inyonisikhalokusileyo kanjani ngoba thina simaze ngumuntu osivikelayo loba nje ukuyenza kwakhona esekwenza yabona ukuthi usengami yakusisapota ngesilungu usewenza ukuthi hhayi asikokuhlasela kokufika kodwa ukukhangela ukuthi lama-south africans lawa ayadekelela lapho emsebenzini kodwa nje vele singakuhlekelanga ukuthi sivele ku-EFF ikakhulu kuye uJulius
ye sesikhangela-ke ukuthi kungenzakalani abantu bengasilahlekelwa imisebenzi lapho sikhanyeukuthi iningi vele ligcine abantwana ekhaya labazali ngamaphitshana
uyayibona nje ukuthi kuthiwa ngesilungu disaster in the making ngoba nxa sisuka sonke lapha kuthiwe sibuyele ekhaya kumbe noba singabuyelanga ekhaya singasasebenzi kwenzakalani ngabantwa bethu labazali bethu esibajulileyo abasekhaya futhi libazobulawa yindlala singaze sihlalela e-south africa nxa imisebenzi sisiphelele kuyini esizakwenza singasasebenzi lathi khonapha sihlele sizodlali sibe ngani so yena leyie ayikho right sizovele nxa kuphela imisebenzi nje aku-affecti thina sodwa esila e-south africa izimuli zethu ziyawu-affekteka okuzilisileyo
Yes, thank you very much. There, Victor Matutu was talking of the effects of what could happen if they were to lose their, most Zimbabweans were to lose their jobs, they, especially restaurants, and if they, from restaurants, they're going to the, they call them kitchens, you know, domestic workers, that will be a very, you know, the ripple effects will mean that many families back home who rely on their children in that diaspora will suffer.
Yes, sir. I think on that note, we are really coming to the end of our program. If Mike Ungo, if you can give us your social media handles where people can follow you, and also Victor Matutu, before we end this program, if you can also share your own handles. We'll start with Pastor Ungo.
Thank you very much. Those who want to get hold of Mike Ungo, go to Mike Ungo's page on Facebook. On Facebook, what type of Mike Ungo? Follow my gungu. You muchawana ma updates my programs that you get chita ipapo. Then mukaenda foot my gungu pa YouTube. Mo follower a my gungu pa YouTube. Muchawana YouTube endo yedi ipapo saka. Chiripa Facebook. Mukango chaipa my gungu pa Facebook. Mnotiwana. Uye neku YouTube. Jiko kwa chino waniko.
Picture.
Mina ngiyezu Victor Matutu. Abantu abafuna ukungilandela, they can follow me u Victor Matutu ku Facebook. Or the alternative is to go to I am a woman in Mbokodo on Facebook. That's within Mbokodo page on Facebook. Or you can call us on 073-654-0217. You'll find our marketing department on that number. Or you can go to Twitter. It's Vim_NPO. You can follow us on Twitter there. I think even WhatsApp, we are available on 073-654-0217 or 084-993-6918.
Thank you so very much. We are coming to the end of our program there. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyakwe in Washington.